Please welcome to the stage. He's the U.S. Media and Cable Industry Lead for Microsoft. He's also our gracious host in this amazing venue and has been for multiple years, Mr. Scott Bounds.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. So we talked this morning about security. So how does this actually go into content? So this time I actually use a slide. So if you think about this, we're talking about smart content. There's all these different types of content. And how are we actually adding intelligence to this, using data, but also moving this stuff to the cloud? So it used to be all this is on-prem. So think about the end-to-end of the supply chain. You're really going to be seeing, you know, when you start looking at your archives, your digital supply chain, and then your analytics, you can see how the cloud's operating with this, but also dealing with all that large data and getting insights from that. Now, how does that relate to kind of what Guy was talking about? You know, this is really what you're talking about, right? So think about this cycle where you have content, you're driving that content out, you're getting data on that content that then is actually providing more insight for you to make content decisions, acquisition decisions, and just this whole vicious cycle. And also all the way looping back around to the personalization and content engines. So if you think about it, every day with MSN, we actually prioritize and personalize on an individual basis based on who you are, where you're at, what time of day, what's the 30 stories that the editors think are most, and what matters to you versus Joel versus Kathy. So these are the things that we're actually seeing from an industry. And I think another thing to take a look at is, where do we actually start? So some of these things, like, this looks really cool. Where do we actually step into this? How much of this do we have today? How can we actually start pulling these systems together? How do we actually get people who own content, first-party content that you own, third-party content, bringing that stuff together in a secure way that you can actually retrieve those insights and do something with it and make it actionable? You know, tons and tons of data just sitting there in some dark thing in a corner really isn't doing anything. So how do you get data, but also then how do you get those insights and actually make them actionable? And that's what we're trying to do. And we kind of think about it from two ways. One is really on the production side. So we think of about it as a production cloud and a distribution cloud. And there are different needs for either side. And how do we actually address those and move those forward? And really leveraging in the environment we're looking at. So this morning, they really talked about how everything's distributed. So you have distributed collaboration, you have content flying around all these different places. How do you secure that? How do you lock that down? And now this is actually layered on top of that to how you actually make it work to actually get the monetize your content, get your eyeballs on your content, and really pull all that together. So that kind of sets the stage from a Microsoft standpoint. This is what we're concentrating on from media. Microsoft's a big company. We're like a V12 engine. If you want to talk about something, we probably have someone in this building that could talk to you about it. However, for this case, for media, these are the things that we're really thinking about. Moving these workloads to the cloud, and then how, as a plumbing company, Microsoft is a cloud and AI company. How do we bring this stuff to life with you to actually make insights and solutions that actually drive your bottom line? So with that, I will turn it back over to Guy. We can get started with the rest of the program.